This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
You know, I'd imagine our next guest would have also done well in real or fake MLB draft picks from this past week. He is Padres Vice President of Amateur and International Scouting, Chris Kemp, joining us on a Friar Friday. Chris, it's great to have you on the show. I'd pass along Woods' thanks as well, but we haven't heard from him since he got to England. We hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he's all right.
All right, before we talk about some of the specific draft picks, tell me how it kind of works in the draft room with AJ. I've heard AJ say so many times how much he relies on you and his scouts and everyone for this process every single year. So when the Padres' turn comes up, you know, first-round pick, and do you give him the name? Have you already decided? Does he ever overrule you? How does the process work?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty collaborative. You know, a lot of good evaluators, a lot of good scouts that have signed some really good big leaguers, all-stars, Hall of Famers. So you really want to listen to the group. And yeah, I think this year as it rolled down, you know, with Schoolcraft in particular, you know, we had him kind of top five, top six on our board. And as it got down to it, you know, it's between him and maybe a couple other options. And you know, you kind of gauge the room and then you talk to AJ and kind of see where his head's at. And, you know, we end up rolling Schoolcraft. But I think AJ's really using our scouts, using our resources, using the analytics when we need to, just kind of using the whole room, you know, sports science, whether it's a breakdown under the hood on some stats from the Cape or a scout seeing a guy on a backfield going, hey, man, this guy's a big leader. You know, you take it all in and try to make the best decision you can.
Well, he certainly seemed to check the boxes. Big high school left-handed pitcher with a crazy-sounding name right up the Padres' alley for a draft.
If you had
him ranked that high, though, I mean, how surprised were you that he fell all the way near the bottom of the first round where you guys were picking?
Very surprised. And, you know, like I said, this is just where we had him evaluated compared to some of the famous college guys and, you know, taking a look at Cruz and projecting, hey, where's this guy going to be in 2-3 years? He could be as good as anyone on this list. And as we started ranking the board, that's just kind of where we had him based off the upside and the talent. And, you know, why he felt that way, I don't know. You know, a lot of teams are more, you know, want to take some college guys or take some bats, and I guess high school arms are viewed as risky. But, you know, in this case, the reward was too big to pass up.
So after Schoolcraft goes, you guys got to wait around, you know, for a couple of hours with no second-round pick this year. So you're waiting and waiting and waiting. I'd imagine you can't even really know what direction you're going to go. Finally, in the third round, you take Ryan Weidman. Tell me what appealed to you guys about Weidman. I've heard some things about potential power, still, you know, some stuff to work on, but give us your scouting report on him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Ryan that attracted us was, you know, he's an 80-grade runner with a chance to be an elite center fielder. You know, and he's always hit. He's always stole 40, 50 bags a year. You know, he's hit 400 everywhere he's gone, but we felt he was the best raw athlete in the draft. You know, he's running 4.0s down the line at 6'5" with a baby face. He still looks like he's in high school. You know, still got the dream on body-wise. And, you know, for us, he was just, at the end of the day, best athlete in the class. I think, you know, we had first round tools on Ryan. Obviously some things maybe polished up in the swing, and but just overall, once again, the upside, you know, we probably had him, you know, 50, 60 range on our board, and, you know, a lot of good scouts with some first round type tool grades on Ryan. So, you know, I felt comfortable really taking him there, pick 99. Really excited.
Talking to Chris Kemp, Padres Vice President of Amateur and International Scouting, on a Friar Friday. So you got to the second day, and I saw it written that, knowing that, you know, you're going to have to, you know, you have to pay Cruz Schoolcraft, and you got the limited draft allotment budget, that you guys went with a lot of college, you know, seniors who, you know, you're going to have a little more leverage in terms of signing, so that you could take a couple of chances on what turned out to be a couple of high school catchers in the 5th and 11th round. Ty Harvey and Truett Madonna, another great name, amazing.
Yep.
Two catchers, though. Like, yeah, that's what did you see there that made you go that direction?
These are guys, if they get to college, they're first-round type guys. You know, one's going to Florida State, one's UCLA, and they're both really physical. You know, 6'2", 200 pounds. They both can play all over the field. They both have a huge track record of hitting, game power in games. So our thought there was, hey, if these guys get to campus, these are what first-round catchers look like. And to get both those guys in the system with their versatility, with their athleticism, with their toughness, and, you know, history of hitting for power in games, was very attractive.
Talking to Chris Kemp. Okay, so I know how many months of work, all the travel, you know, so many scouts that you have in different areas covering their regions. And you're taking guys from places that I've never even heard of, like Lewis University. What? Uh-huh. Tell me, I mean, like, what are some of the stories that go into how you find these guys? You hear from some of your scouts. I mean, is there some, like, random crazy adventures that go on in determining who you guys are going to pick every year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every Monday I'm talking to all our scouts, literally. You know, every Monday I'll call the guys, hey, where do you need me this week? What's popping? What's going on? You know, where do we need to send a cross checker in? Hey, you know, need David Post in my ear. Hey, I need Logan to see this guy. Whatever it is, every Monday we kind of activate and get our weekly coverage. And then, you know, stories start to rise, right? You know, if you're really dialed in with your area scouts on the ground, you're going to hear some really interesting stories about, hey, man, I just saw this guy at a D2, or, hey, I was the only scout here for a week straight. I need someone to get in and see this guy. Or, you know, we do a lot of regional tryouts around the country and give kids from smaller schools an opportunity to kind of showcase their skills, and you'll get guys that just surprise you. And I think for us, you know, whether it says Clemson or Lewis University, doesn't really matter. You know, you're betting on people and you're scouting the talent. So, you know, we're not really called up if it is a big school, small school. You know, we're betting on people and their talent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I'd imagine it is kind of thrilling when you think you're kind of one of the only teams that have spotted a guy, like you found a diamond that other teams aren't aware of. But it's probably scary, too, going like, are we seeing something that everyone else is not seeing? Like, to have the confidence to kind of zig when other teams are zagging, what's that feel like?
No, I mean, that's kind of the fun part, you know, and you just have a lot of confidence in the room with all the good evaluators and just scouts with a track record in that room. You don't really get caught up in like, oh, man, what are we looking at? It's like, hey, what are they missing when those things happen? And that becomes harder each year, you know, with all the just social media or the track man. And, you know, a lot of people, we're all scouting the same guys. So, you know, when you feel like you can get an edge on somebody, and whether it's a small town kid or a small school kid, you know, we never really have the vibe of like, oh, man, are we wrong? It's like, hey, I think we're ahead of the game right now. So you just need to stay confident each day.
All right, here's something I'm curious about, because they hold the first and round of the draft on Sunday afternoon, but games are going on, including, you know, the Padres were still playing the Phillies. How much is, like, AJ paying attention to the game versus the draft on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, that was interesting, you know, and you know, to have Nick Pivetta, pretty much our second-round pick, dealing on draft day was pretty cool. You know, we've got the game on, so it's like, you know, it's kind of split. You know, we're all kind of watching the game, and you know, we're not picking until 25, so I think, you know, we're in that like ninth inning making a comeback with runners on, and you know, I think like pick 7 or 8 rolling down, so we're all kind of watching the game because we still have a ton of time before, you know, any decision has to be made. So it was a pretty cool dynamic.
All right, so now that the draft is over, how quickly are you into, you know, preparations? And I'm sure you've already scouted some guys who weren't even draft eligible and starting to put your board together for next year. But what is the summer like for you and your scouts?
My guess
now?
Is he started last week next year.
Well, no, actually, I took a red eye last night from San Diego. I'm watching Jacob Lombard hit BP for Team USA trials right now in Cary, North Carolina. So they've got about top 80 high school players for 2026. So I'll stay here for 3-4 days, just kind of getting a lay of the land for the 2026 high school class right now.
Is that real or fake in terms of a draft prospect? Did you just throw a name out there? You wouldn't tell us who you're actually really
Jacob
looking
Lombard.
At.
Right? Okay. He's got a chance to be a top 5 guy for next year. And he played on our scout team this summer. He literally was hitting BP as we were talking. So it's real.
It never ends. It's a year round proposition, and getting ready for the next draft and getting all the scouts together again.
The competition's real, man. You know, the fight for prospects is real. It's not like I'm the only guy here. You know, there's about 70 scouts here, all from other teams grinding. And you know, that hunt for the next prospect and getting looks at the next high school crop, man, it's just big time competition, man.
Yeah, there used to be what, like 60? How many rounds did there used to be in the draft? There's only 20 now.
It used to be 50 back in the day. Then they shortened it to 40. Now we're at 20.
So, are you done? Like the guys who didn't get drafted? I know you signed a couple of undrafted free agents. Is that process over now, or are you still looking at guys who may be without a team that were interesting to you but didn't get drafted?
Yeah, no, we, you know, I call it our 21st round crew. As soon as the draft's over, we made about 6 to 8 quick phone calls. That's when you kind of go into recruit mode, right? It's us, you know, you want to sign with the Padres, you want to sign with the Cubs or whatever. So it's like right when the draft's over, even after a long day, you know, we're grinding the phones, and you can kind of put your college recruiter hat on and, you know, sell the program and what we're about. And, you know, we've locked up close to, I think, 10 guys after the draft. So I think we're done, but, you know, ears are always open. If there's someone that's falling through the cracks and we got space to sign somebody, we'll be all over it.
I think fans are going, well, I mean, how good could they be if they went undrafted in 20 rounds? There's a guy in your bullpen right now, David Morgan, right? He was one of those, guys who did not get drafted and signed by the Padres as an undrafted free agent, and now doing some good things in the bullpen. That must be really satisfying when you get a guy like that and then they make it to the big leagues and start performing and helping the Padres.
Dude, that's why we do it, right? And, you know, we've signed some other non-drafted free agents last couple of years providing big value. You know, Braden Nett being one of those guys. You know, he might be in line to make his debut later this year. Who knows? But, you know, those are real picks. Those are real signs. You know, that 21st round crew, they might have not got drafted in the top 20, but, you know, you can look back in the history of the game, ton of good big leaguers from that 21st to 50th round back in the day. So, you know, you need to stay aggressive and stay alert signing those guys.
But don't fall in love, because, you know, AJ, in the next couple of weeks, could be sending any of them anywhere else to help your team. Mm-hmm. Right, Chris? So
yeah.
That's how it works.
We're ready for anything.
But you get, like, I don't want to say, like, a sense of joy, because you get attached to these guys. You want to see them succeed for you. But there has to be a little bit of a sense of accomplishment when you're like, hey, this was a guy that we scouted, and it helped land us blank in a major league trade. Like, that is part of the job.
No, it's a huge part. And whatever, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, whatever AJ and Josh Stein need to do to, you know, keep us in playoff contention and make another World Series run with Mike Shildt, we get 40,000 a night rolling in and, you know, we're trading for All-Stars. Hey, man, we got to keep the train rolling.
No, I mean, like half the guys in the All-Star game were Padres at some point in the system and came through all the scouts.
So
we've seen the success of what you guys do. And I know fans appreciate it and appreciate your time and coming in and talking to everybody on a Friar Friday. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You'll have a good weekend.
Yeah, one of the good guys in the Padres organization that we don't get to talk to often enough, Chris Kemp, Vice President of Amateur and International Scouting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.